This is a Stand Up Labs production, powered by digital media.
Hello, and welcome back to Betch Labs. I'm Jordana. Aileen thinks I'm so funny.
Oh my God, what was that? Hello, everyone.
I'm projecting. You're supposed to project, apparently.
Hi, guys.
Before we get started on this week's episode, we just wanted to correct a little error that we told you to... We told you to text...
For the Hurricane Harvey thing, we told you guys to text Red Cross to 90099 or something, but actually, it's incorrect. You're supposed to text the word Harvey in caps to 9099, I think. Anyway, we also told you to Google it. So you
might
not...
It's not our fault.
Yeah, you might not want to donate only to the Red Cross. There's so many other different like relief groups and programs that you can donate to. The hurricane's not over. A lot of people still need help. It's moving to Florida. Call your grams. See if she's okay. But yeah, so sorry about that. Oh, yeah, I put it in my to-do list to call her tonight. So sorry about that, but we fixed it.
Last week, we entered a Dear Betch about someone who wanted to ask someone to be her bridesmaid who didn't ask her. And basically, we discussed that, like, most people, it'd be really awkward to say no to if someone asked you to be a bridesmaid. But we got some feedback from a reader who has a story about rejecting a bridesmaid offer.
Oh, okay, so this is a different reader. Okay.
Aileen, do you want to read it?
Yes. Okay, so this reader says, "Hi, Betches. I've said no to a bridesmaid invite. The wedding was of a sorority sister. She was getting married to her longtime goober of a boyfriend."
What's a goober?
Like a goober. Like a dude who's like goobs, you know? He's just like a dud.
Okay.
He's a dud version of a person. It's another word. It's a synonym for dud. Her longtime
like
goober. Yeah, it's like, bleh, you're a goober of a boyfriend. After college, she moved to the West Coast and didn't put much effort in staying in touch. The wedding was during my first year of law school exams, and she wasn't worth the headache of trying to reschedule. Because of the East Coast, West Coast situation, do you mean like the rap situation? We never actually talked by phone and instead traded voicemails. This is 2008/2009 before texting was big.
Is that true? Pretty sure it was big.
I'm pretty sure I BBM'd the shit out of everyone then, but whatever. Yeah, wait, I texted all the time on my like brick LG phone.
Must be a East Coast, West Coast thing. Whatever. Sorry.
She left me a VM asking me, was I sure I didn't want to be in her wedding? Yep, and you just solidified it. Okay, dodged a bullet with that one. Her boyfriend has turned into a miserable, barely employed husband, and we are all waiting for them to announce their divorce. Okay.
So I guess the moral of the story is you can get out of being a bridesmaid if you don't speak to someone.
Okay, you can get out of being a bridesmaid. The rule is if you don't want to be a bridesmaid.
You can't go to the wedding.
You cannot go to the wedding. It's easier to say no if it's destination. It's easier to say no if you aren't that close with them.
But yeah, you can't go to the wedding and you can't Instagram yourself from like somewhere.
Yeah, like your next door.
Yeah.
For sure.
So be smart about it if you say no.
Yeah, like just be socially aware of what you're doing in this like relationship of saying no. But thank you for emailing us.
You guys have any feedback about any other
wedding related drama, we want to hear it.
Definitely. So email us at slapped@betches.com.
Another person wrote to us regarding last week's podcast. Okay, Jordana, you read this one.
Okay, this is from Elizabeth. No, it's a little blurry, but I can see it. This is from I'm almost blind. Love you too and the podcast. So I was super pumped to hear you say you watch Insecure. I too am obsessed and I'm loving this season. What are your thoughts on the Molly Drow open marriage drama? Also, are you on Team Lawrence or Team Issa? I think that's a thing. Super pumped to hear you two break it down. Best, Securely Insecure Betch. So Aileen didn't watch this week, so we're not going to talk about this week's episode, even though it was really good. I really liked
really
it. It was like I would say the most dramatic episode of the season.
Okay, Chris Harrison, was it the finale?
No, the finale's next week.
Ooh, the penultimate episode.
That's what she called it. Is that what that means?
Yeah, penultimate means the episode before the finale.
I didn't know that that's what that means, but she called it that in like her wind down thing after.
Okay, that's what that's the definition of penultimate.
Well, now I know that, so it makes more sense.
Okay, so usually those are dramatic. I'm excited.
Yeah, it was a good one.
Okay, cool. So anyway, so what's our thought? What are your thoughts
on the Molly Drow open marriage, and what are your thoughts on the
Team Issa versus Issa? Yeah. versus Lawrence.
Okay. I think Issa is like a super well-developed character. She's like, sometimes you're like, you're like rooting for her, and sometimes you're like, you're being absurd.
I love Issa. I mean, I don't necessarily agree that she should have cheated on him. Like, obviously, in that respect, I'm not on her team. But, like, I honestly love both characters, and I like that they are showing, like, how each character is dealing with the breakup. So, like, he had to unfriend her.
Right.
You know, I really like that, or block her. And she's just sort of, and
or like
she...
Because it's real. It's not because most people wouldn't post a picture of them and, like, another guy. Like, no one would be that, like, right. direct. And, like, he saw her in the background of another picture, which is, like, what happened. You would be stalking, like,
that's
her friends'
happens.
Pictures.
Yeah.
And, like, looking for them in the background.
Yeah.
So that was, like, very... very real. Both characters, and even you get the what's good about this show is there's no one obviously like the worst character. Like they're both like flawed in some ways and also like like you're rooting for them in other ways.
And I also what I liked about Issa, I keep saying Issa because of these phone cases that were selling, it's a vibe. But you can buy them at shopedges.com. But how she like was like when she decided to finally hook up with Daniel, it was sort of like a closure. Like she would never have hooked up with Daniel and she thought there was a chance with Lawrence because it's like really, really fucked up like to hook up with like the person you cheated with. But the fact that she did it shows like it speaks louder than like anything else because it's like really like I'm not getting back with Lawrence.
Well, she did that after Molly saw Lawrence and she like asked him about it. She was like trying to, and he was like, I'm over it. I'm done. So, I mean, like,
I think it's
it's like one of those interesting scenarios where it's not like black and white. Like she's not like terrible for continuing to do that. If she thinks the other thing is like totally over. But like, if he said it's over, I'm not getting like, she can do whatever she wants, but it's still like kind of fucked. Like it's very, very good at like showing like the blurry lines of like right and wrong.
I don't think it's fucked up if like she's no longer with him and she does not plan on getting back with him and he also
she wanted to get back together with him and basically he said it's never gonna happen. Right. So like what is she supposed to do? Wait?
She's like sort of doing her. So that's what I really liked about it. So I can't really say I like both people because they're well rounded characters and they're really well developed. Lawrence is so adorable.
He's so cute.
He's like the cutest and he's also like 6'3" or
but
something.
But I also kinda like the Daniel guy too.
Daniel's hot.
Yeah.
Jerome is really good looking.
Oh yeah,
he's also 6'7".
His voice is so deep. It's like pretty hot.
The best part. The best part was like I don't know if I said this last week. I might have, but I still love it. Was when Molly had that like that guy with her as a date to her like family function, and Jerome's like comes and says hi, and the guy was like, oh, that guy is tall. And she goes, I don't know, is he? Like, she like totally notices and he's so good looking. And it's like jarring. But
yeah, he's very hot.
Okay,
but
so
I don't know if I would hook up with him.
Okay, so yeah, let's talk about the
marriage.
Okay, what are your thoughts on open marriage or open relationships in general?
I don't like it.
Why don't you like it?
Why don't I like it? Because it's like,
and whose perspective are you not liking it?
I don't like, in a general perspective, I think that like part of the benefit of like, marriage is kind of like marriage in a committed relationship is that you can always count on that person to be like your number one. And I think that that gets very blurry when you're open.
Okay, just to give
people... I wouldn't be able to handle it. I respect if people, other people could.
Yeah.
But I don't think I would do well with that. I'm like, I'm a little jealous.
Just to give people some background if they don't watch Insecure, again, this is not an ad for Insecure. We fucking love Insecure. We just love it. So Molly is one of the characters, and she like sees her longtime like childhood friend from a while who's really good looking, as we just mentioned. And he's like hitting on her, but he's married. And then he tells her like, it's all right. Like I'm in an open really marriage and my wife is okay with it. She's the one who like suggested it. And Molly, and they had like obviously sexual tension, and like Molly's like deciding back and forth, like is this okay? Like I'm not really into this. Like I believe, again, like Jordana said, like I believe in this like monogamy. And so you just like watch her like battle with it. But okay. Here's the thing.
I don't know if long-term monogamy is necessarily realistic. I agree with that.
I don't think long-term monogamy when it comes to, like, sexual partners is, like, entirely realistic. Even though, like, I want to get married and, like, I plan to do that, I don't know. I think that person can be someone's number one, and they can be your number one, not necessarily like sexually, as long as you're both like very honest about how you're feeling all the time.
Right.
So like,
yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's hard to say how one would feel. Like and also it's like a cultural thing too. Like in France, apparently everyone's got a mistress. Yeah.
Even women have mistresses.
Yeah.
Misters.
Apparently. I heard that the prime minister, he gave a speech, like his wife is there and his girlfriend is there too.
Oh, really?
Like, it's, like, very open. Like, it's very... So, like, it's, like, a cultural thing. I think it's, like, very societally shaped, like, how our views that about that kind of
like
thing
That goes back to, like, our theory about, like, the perfect society of where women get three different husbands.
Yeah. I agree with that. I think there's, like... It's a little sad that, like, that's the case. I think it's, like, monogamy is, like, a really nice in theory. So, I don't know.
I think that monogamy sexually can work if you're with someone who you can be 100% like open with in terms of like what you want, like when you're not happy, all of that. Mm-hmm. And like, I think that could work, but like, obviously like having the same sex forever, like it gets monotonous. Like you don't want it.
I'm kind of the belief that like for women, it's like hard to have sex with other people and not feel like more of a connection with them. I think it's like a hormonal chemical thing.
Yeah, I got that. Do you think that open relationships, not marriages, are dumb? It might as well be single.
Right? Yeah.
Like, it's only about marriages because it's about, like, having sex with other people and keeping yourself
satisfied.
For
the rest of your life.
Don't get me excited, Jordana. But anyway, so that's what please email us and tell us what your thoughts are about open marriage, because it's, like, kind of, like, really interesting to hear other females, women's point of view on the matter.
And to be able to talk about it, I think it's, like, very, like, taboo, obviously. And your first instinct is to automatically say, no, that's bad. But if you really like,
if you think about your own needs, then you might like start
right. Like, and I mean, neither of us have been married, so we don't really know what it's like to be married. Totally. But we're just speculating. So if you're in an open marriage, email us at slapped@badges.com.
Yeah, and let us know if you hate it or love it, or just like feel like it's a good idea. Or I don't know.
Or you have any interesting thoughts on it? We'll decide if they're interesting.
Yeah, we'll decide. Okay.
Yeah.
So, Jordana, are you watching other shows on Netflix or anything?
I am. I just started Ozark. I didn't think I was going to like it, but I kind of do. Maybe it's because I like Laura Linney and Jason Bateman. I like them separately. I've only watched 1.5 episodes, so
I won't ruin
anything. But it seems to be like the show that people are talking about.
Yeah, I watched it. I liked it.
I think I like it because, like, those are two, like, kind of comedy actors, like, pseudo.
They're not funny in this series.
They're not funny, but they almost, like, take the edge off of the drama. Off of what's going on.
Also, yeah. I mean, I have to wait for you to finish it. I just started watching Narcos because that just came out literally the other day. I'm obviously halfway done.
How many seasons?
This is the third season of Narcos. Mm-hmm. I love Narcos, but it's really hard to pay attention because they're speaking in Spanish and you really got to read the subtitles. But I'm not done yet, and I love all the, like, gore. It's so fucked up. I love it.
So does Ozark get even better? I like the first episode.
Ozark gets better. It's a little slow-paced, but the end I loved, and, yeah, it's fucked up, but it's good.
Jason Bateman plays a good, like, pseudo-depressed man, I think.
He does. He's always...
Like, in Horrible Bosses.
He directed it. I think he, like, really? Yeah. Yeah, he's like a dark comedian kind of person.
And Laura Linney's role reminds me of the role that she played in The Truman Show.
Kind of.
She's Jim Carrey's wife and she's like advertising for like Vegemite or something.
That was so good, but you should keep watching it.
I'm going to. We can circle back when I finish.
She develops more. Okay, let's do some Dear Betches.
Great.
Okay, I can read. Dear Betch. No.
Is.
Hey, Betches. Sorry, guys. Love you and all of your wisdom. You make my 20-minute walk to work way more tolerable at 5:30 each morning. You're welcome.
So early.
That is really early.
Good for you.
Yeah, Betches come into the office at 9 to 10 a.m. on podcast number 45, that's how many we've done. Holy shit.
Is it?
I don't know.
No, I don't think it is.
We must have. Oh my God.
Wow.
On podcast episode number 45, you played a game involving situations about your boyfriend either not having much contact with his mom or having way too much contact with his mother. And unfortunately, my boyfriend fits into the latter category. Oh my God, I love this story. Okay. A little backstory. We're both 24. We met on Bumble and have been dating for over a year. I was so excited to find someone who wasn't a fuckboy. And the cherry on top is that he's actually an NJB, a nice Jewish bro. He has a great job, his own apartment, and would move mountains for me if I asked him to. That being said, he also has a very, very, very typical Jewish mother. I feel like I know who this is. They talk 5 to 6 times.
Oh my God.
Holy shit. Per day, either by text or on the phone. Basically, they're always in communication in some form. Me and my mom have a great relationship, but we only talk maybe once or twice a week. We feel that no news is good news, and there is no reason to communicate if there's nothing to talk about. He and his mother could not be more opposite. I'm afraid that the amount in which they communicate is destroying their relationship as well as ours. For example, this upcoming weekend, we have plans to go to New York Botanical Gardens to see a special exhibit.
Sounds lovely.
I know. This sounds great. I want to be in your relationship. I totally blanked out and forgot I had a party to attend that same Saturday night, so I told my boyfriend to talk to his mom to plan out the timing so we could go to the exhibit and be back in Philadelphia, my home turf, for my event. Well, this blew up into extraordinary proportions. He called him his mom almost immediately after I'd spoken to him. His mom freaked the fuck out on him for trying to change the plans and put a curfew on them, whereas no such discussion of bad timing had taken place yet. Sorry, I'm talking too fast. His brother and sister-in-law even got involved and told the both of us that if we wanted to change plans to go through them and directly speak to his mom. I feel a little guilty about the situation because I threw a wrench in the plans. However, his mother seemed to completely blow the entire thing out of proportion. She's done this before, but I have more of an issue with the quantity of communication over the quality. Now that it's been over a year, I see all of the flaws that their relationship has, and it's beginning to impact ours. I really love my boyfriend, but the family drama is starting to get to me. Do I break up with him because his parents, especially his mother, still has so much say in his life, even though he lives an hour plus drive away? Or do I figure out a way to tolerate his and his mother's volatile relationship? Do I apologize to his mom for throwing off an unconfirmed weekend plans? Do I shake it off and not even go to NYC? SOS in a three-way relationship with my boyfriend and his mom. P.S. I'm also Jewish, if that clarifies anything for you, the story. Okay.
So to summarize, I guess, this girl's boyfriend speaks to his mom constantly.
Yeah.
And she got mad at her because she had realized she had other plans and tried to change the plans that the mom made.
Yeah, basically.
Right.
And then the brother and sister-in-law. Okay, so here's the backstory.
Sounds like she's the mother is like the matriarch, and she wants the family like under her rule.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Here's my advice, because I'm in a similar situation. Not in that like I love my boyfriend's close to his mom. They don't talk like 5 to 6 times a day, but they have like a very strong family dynamic, the entire family. And I think, and it's really up to you, like what you think is like normal or not normal, what you're comfortable with. I personally think that a guy who has a good relationship, I know Jordana agrees, with their mom is like bound to treat you better in the long run and like for a while. But if the mom is a little, if he needs to be on your side, that's the thing.
Right.
That's point A. He needs to know that he needs to have your back first and then his mom's. The way that you would probably go about, if you choose to stay with him, like we can't tell you to break up with him or not. I think that you can like try to fix the situation by like maybe speaking to her directly. Like,
you think?
Yes. I think if she feels that you value their relationship, she'll like be happy to. Unless she's a total psychopath, like, and she's a sociopath.
It sounds like she's not a psychopath, but she, like, has always...
She's controlling.
If I had to guess, this guy has only brothers, and there's not a ton of other females in the family. And I think a lot of the time that dynamic creates a mother who's very, like, controlling, because she can be, because there's no other, like, females
women.
Or women who are, like, literally competing with her. I see that. I think I see that a lot in like friends, people's relationships that I'm looking at, where like if there's a mom and all boys in the family, the mom gets this like sense of like, I make the plans and I've always made the plans, and like my son's not going to get a girlfriend and she's going to think she's going to make the plans. So yeah. I agree with Aileen. Like, I would call her directly, apologize for trying to switch the plans, but also say like, I like love how close you and whatever your boyfriend's name are. I value like that he treats women so respectfully, and that's probably because he respects you. At the same time, like, I want to feel like I like have a say in what goes on. And if she's normal and not a maniac, then
she would never say no to that, because she knows that like if she suddenly starts fighting with you directly after you've like sort of given an olive branch, the boyfriend's going to turn on her.
Right.
So like, you need to.
And if he doesn't, then you should definitely break up with him.
Yeah. Not sorry that we're giving advice, but yeah, honestly, I think that like creating like a direct line of communication with someone who's important to your boyfriend, it'll first show your boyfriend that you care about him and like the fact that his mom is like whatever, not putting all the pressure on him, and like.
And you'll decrease yourself as being like a threat in her eyes to like her whatever situation she thinks she's controlling.
Yeah. You're no longer like this foreign object. You're somebody who she knows. Like it's been a year. So I think that you can reach out. Right. Also say it's a miscommunication or like something like that.
Be like slightly apologetic and just like nice.
Positive, nice.
And see how that goes. And then let us know how that goes. If it sounds like she's like not really like into that or not being nice about it, then like you might need to rethink.
I can tell that. For you from firsthand that it's like you if you create like a relationship with that mom, she'll be like so welcoming, and like if she likes you, if you guys like if you're like get along, mm-hmm. that she'll take your thoughts and your and everything into consideration. But I get it. It's stressful
for sure. Okay, let's do another Dear Batch. Dear Betch, I love, love, love the podcast. Everyone can hear me giggle in my cubicle when I listen to it. So my dilemma is I have a crazy friend. We've been friends since high school. We're 24 now, and she's kind of gone off the deep end. She got married, had a daughter, got divorced, and is now partying like it's spring break every weekend. She gets way too drunk and hooks up with guys nonstop and is constantly talking about sex to the point where it makes guys uncomfortable. A lot of my friends don't like her. My family doesn't like her, and the guys I want to date don't like her either. She's a good friend when she wants to be, but recently she's been telling guys I'm interested in stuff that makes me look crazy. For example, she told a guy I met the night before I was obsessed with him. Don't even really know him. Anyway, the guy I'm interested in is into me, but he doesn't like her, and I'm worried her crazy is making me look crazy by association. Does that make sense? It does.
Yes.
I don't know how to cut off the friendship. When I called her out for saying stuff about me to guys I like, she put the blame on the guy and told me I'm ruining a friendship for a guy I don't even know. I'm sick of her ruining potential relationships and feeling bad when I bring her around other people. But I don't know what to do since I don't think she has many other friends and she's always down to be my DD and go out with me.
Wait, please. How is she going to be your DD if she's getting wasted?
I don't know. Sounds like a questionable DD. Or did you mean like wing woman? I don't know. Anyway, please help. Not the crazy bitch, but let's be real. I'm crazy in my own ways. Who isn't? Okay.
Okay, I also know someone like this. So basically, what do you think that she should do? I think that you could just talk to her and say it's not about the guys. It's about like you. Like you're I don't like the way that you're acting. It's like making me feel uncomfortable. And right. Like don't call me out in front of people. It's like not fun. Like you're supposed to have my back. How is this having my back?
Right. If it happened with one guy, I could sort of see her point of like, you know, this guy is like saying weird shit. He's a weird guy, whatever. Like if it happens constantly, you can just be like, be like, I like you. I want to hang out with you. I have a fun time going out with you. But this makes me not want to hang out with you. And if she changes, then you can continue to hang out with her. And if she doesn't, then you might have to rethink things.
Yeah, I agree with that. But it's really not fun when someone is like calling you out in front of me. It's like awkward social situations. Like,
I agree.
Yeah, just talk to her honestly, and then just sort of. And you don't need to have like a major confrontation with this person. Just like wean her, like kind of like decrease the amount of times you see her. Try to hang out with other people. Bring other people into like the group, and then do you know that kind of thing. But I get it.
Yeah. But,
like, there are a lot of crazy bitches out there.
Try to find another wing woman.
Yeah.
Or designated driver. Or get an Uber.
Get an Uber. That's a good one. Okay. Let's play some games.
Want to play games? Okay. Would you rather only pee in, like, troughs for the rest of your life, which is, like, the long urinals with no dividers?
Did you come up with this one or somebody?
No, this is from Autumn from Columbus.
She also says, go Bucks.
Hi, Autumn. Or you have to wait in line in a 15-minute line every time you have to pee in public.
Would I rather only pee in like
those urinal things? How do you even do that?
I'd rather wait 15 minutes
every single time
in public. It's only public.
I don't know.
Why would
it's like
I
annoying
pee
to have to wait online every time you want to go to the bathroom?
Okay, but then I would have toilet paper and like I don't have to pee in a urinal. No.
Yeah, for the rest of your life. Fine. Okay.
Yes. I'd rather just wait 15 minutes. I would start planning my peeing accordingly. I know that I have 15 minutes to wait. And that'll just
I guess be that. If you're in your apartment, you can do whatever you want, so it's nice.
Okay. Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Okay. Next one.
This is from Diana.
Okay. Would you rather? Okay, this is another bathroom associated one. Every time you poop, you can't flush the toilet and everyone knows it was you. Or every time you poop, you have to touch it with your bare hand, no gloves, and only your best friend, if your boyfriend doesn't apply, knows. And you can't pick number one and say that you'd only go at home. It has to be in public sometimes. Okay, so to summarize, every time you go to the bathroom, like number two, you have
touch
to
it.
No, you can't flush the toilet and everyone knows it's you.
Or you have to touch it.
Basically, you have to leave a huge dump behind. Or you have to touch it with your bare hand, no gloves, and only your boyfriend knows. And only your boyfriend knows. No one knows that you're doing it.
Except for your boyfriend. That's
the worst. Your best friend.
I guess I would pick the touching it because you could just wash your hands after.
Yeah, that would be so embarrassing.
Do you have to hold it or can you just, no, like, just point it?
I think she's saying just a little tap.
Oh, yeah, I would just touch it.
Yeah.
You'd have to make sure, thoroughly wash your hands though, because that can give you a lot of infections.
Don't touch your eyes after. Try this at home.
That would be too embarrassing. The social stigma of having everyone know every time it was you would be like worse.
You'd be like the dump girl. Like, you'd be the girl that leaves dumps in the toilet.
Yeah, it's not worth that.
I would also just like probably never go and then just be backed up my whole life.
I know, you can't control it sometimes.
You could die.
Enough of that.
Okay. This is also from Diana, so we appreciate your...
Thank you, Diana. And if you have any other suggestions for games for us to play, please email slapped@betches.com. Or if you have any questions you want us to answer and you're a listener, we would love to answer your advice questions.
Guys, the reason why we didn't talk about The Bachelor is because we're still talking about The Bachelor. For now, we've added a whole podcast called Bachelor.
Devoted to the podcast.
Devoted to The Bachelor. A Bachelor devoted to the podcast. It's called Bachelor. You can download the exact same places you've been listening to Betchlapped. It's Bachelor, BETCHELOR. Get it? It's like a play on Bachelor. Ha, ha. Yeah. Okay.
Don't forget to email us at slapped@betches.com and
tell all of your friends to listen. And like, if you're laughing at work, just everyone's like, "Why are you laughing?" Just shout it from the rooftops that you're listening to.
I've got Betch left.
Okay. On that note, bye.